positive hits on a new music Friday. That is a new mix artist. His name is Joseph O'Brien. The name of the song, three letters. It's ICU. 9:13 right now on this Friday morning. This is The Morning Mix. I'm Gregory. It's great to be here with you. I hope your day is off to a great start. We've got a great organization to tell you about right now from Lifeline Services in Kirksville, Missouri. We've been working with Breanne Hunt a little bit, and she's here to tell us about her organization. Good morning, Breanne.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How about you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely.
To talk about Lifeline Services. And thanks for bringing your son, too. He came along with you for the trip from Kirksville.
Yeah, whether he wanted to or not. Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
He's here for the interview. That's great. Hey, Breanne, tell us a little bit about Lifeline Services, what you do, and let's get everybody familiar with that.
Absolutely. So Lifeline Services is in its 29th year of service. Our mission statement says that we compassionately cultivate life. And what that means is that we are at the root of everything, a pro-life ministry, a Christ-centered ministry. Traditionally, we were founded as a pregnancy support center, and God has just grown that so far to now we are there for the entire family. We have services for mothers, fathers. We serve over 10,000 students each year through a school-based program, and really our goal is to just entrust the value of human life to every person that we serve. And so we do that through medical services, education services, outreach. We even help people with HISET testing to get their high school diploma. Anything that might help families get off to a great start and thrive, we're there to build that foundation. And we're really passionate about that because we believe that that firm, God-centered family model, you know, God designed a family to be a mother and a father bringing up their children together. And we really focus on that and investing in families and hopefully pointing them to Christ.
All right. Focused on families, as you say. And then it says on your website, it takes a community. You've got a whole staff working to accomplish all these things, right?
We do, yeah. And so we've really grown over the past several years. We used to be primarily just in the Kirksville area. We now do six, soon to be seven mobile clinics in the surrounding counties around Adair County in Kirksville. And then we also, our school-based program has expanded almost all the way over to Kansas City and up into southeast Iowa the past two school years. And
that's incredible.
We would love to push that needle right here into Illinois as well, and we're trying very hard to move this direction with our school-based program.
Awesome. Well, hopefully that this will help, this interview. When you talk about your mobile services, what do you offer?
Yeah, so our mobile services include ultrasound, and so at our main clinic, obviously, we provide pregnancy confirmation through pregnancy testing, first and second trimester limited obstetrical ultrasound. We also recently got a 3D ultrasound machine, so for those people that are coming in and doing education with us, they can earn an incentive of getting a free 3D ultrasound in their third trimester of pregnancy, which is really, really cool. We're very excited about that. And so the mobile services, we actually have a portable ultrasound machine that we take with us to these outlying locations. And the whole idea is just to remove barriers. If somebody doesn't have the transportation or the time to travel, you know, 40 or 50 miles to get to our main clinic, we're taking those services to these outlying areas that are usually pretty under-resourced. And so we have the ultrasound machine. We do group classes. All of our education is able to earn baby supplies, car seats, pack and plays, diapers, whatever a family might need to get started. And so all of those supplies are taken to these mobile locations as well if you're not able to come to our main site in Kirksville.
That is really impressive.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job with that and expanding. I'm sure that I would imagine that your thought on coming into Illinois is a little bit tougher to get things rolling in this state than it is across the river in Missouri.
It truly is. Missouri is a very pro-life state, which has been an absolute blessing and a good thing. Very supportive services, even from a state level. Obviously, if you live in Illinois, you know that the main persuasion of the government in Illinois is not necessarily pro-life, at least at the moment. God can change anything, so I'd encourage you to pray about that. But that's exactly the reason that these services are so vital. When you have a state that is just so open to abortion, late-term abortion, Planned Parenthood's popping up everywhere, you have to have an alternative. And so our motto at Lifeline is if Planned Parenthood says they do it, we're going to match them step for step. If they say that they do, you know, this service or that service, we'll do it too, except we do it for real. Sometimes they advertise things they don't even do and say that they do them. But we're there. We're there to support the whole family. So even with the expansion of our STI testing, we provide on-site STI testing for 5 STIs. If you're not sure what that is, a sexually transmitted infection. They used to call it disease, and then they softened the language to infection for some reason. And we also provide on-site treatment for that. So somebody can come in, no cost, get tested, get those antibiotics, get what they need. But at the heart of that, they're also getting the message, which is a Christ-centered message of maybe making some different decisions in your life. You know, the behavior you're in right now is not healthy for you. It's not setting you on a good path. Let's talk to you about setting boundaries. Let's talk to you about God's design for this activity. And also, if down the road they happen to become pregnant, we want the top of mind for them to be like, I want to go back to Lifeline. They treated me so well. They're a wonderful professional clinic. I'm going to call them first, even if I'm not sure what to do with my pregnancy, versus I'm going to call Planned Parenthood and we know what they're going to tell me to do with my pregnancy.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So that's really the heart of our mission, is to be there so that we are top of mind.
It's Breanne Hunt. She is the executive director of Lifeline Missouri. The website, by the way, is lifelinemo.org if you want to check that out. You've got so many great things going on, and it's obvious that you have worked really hard to accomplish this for the past 18 years, you had told me. Mm-hmm. So in those 18 years, you've probably got some incredible stories to tell.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I started, Lifeline was in a 400 square foot office in the back of a kind of a mental health social services organization in Kirksville. And in the past 18 years, God has grown it from a staff of 1.5 to a staff of 22 people that are dedicated to this work. We have our own 2 separate facilities now. We have a full medical clinic that's standalone and a full education center that is standalone. The two of those work in tandem. And then, like I said, our education program that we do in the schools, 5th through 12th grade, we do abuse prevention, sexual risk avoidance, which is a fancy word for abstinence, and you know, teaching kids about being future focused and setting boundaries and really understanding how the decisions they make right now will impact the rest of their life. And that program we started about 12 years ago, and we served 3 schools, which we thought was amazing. And God was like, ha ha, watch this. Last year, we served almost 60 schools in both Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, and over 10,000 students with that message.
Oh, that is excellent. That's a lot of work to do that, and a lot of great results out of that. Now, if somebody's listening in Missouri or Iowa and they say, hey, I want to, you know, be able to receive these services, or somebody's listening in Illinois and says, we need to bring these services into the state, what do they do? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can reach out to Lifeline. As you said, our website is lifelinemo.org, or they can certainly give us a call at 660-665-5688. You can ask for me directly. I'm there every day. And we would be glad to partner with you. And like I said, we partner with 7 different health departments right now and taking our services there in different counties in Missouri. So if God calls, we go. That's kind of the motto of our staff. And God just continues to open doors. We don't ever want to get out of step with him. We certainly don't ever want to get ahead of him. But when he is leading us, we certainly go. And he's been so faithful in just giving us vision.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
You're quite a force, Breanne. That's awesome. You're getting things done. What's your husband's name?
My husband's name is Greg.
Greg? Oh, is it really?
Yes.
There you go.
It's a great name, isn't it?
It really is. But it's awesome. The reason I ask is because for somebody to accomplish the things that you are with Lifeline, you've got to have some great family support, right?
Absolutely. I am beyond blessed. Absolutely, yes.
That's fantastic. All right. If people want to get a hold of you, again, the website, again, is lifelinemo.org. Right. And then also they can contact us here at The Mix and we'll get them in touch with you as well. Thanks for all that you're doing. Anything else we can cover today?
The one thing I might add that people may not associate with Lifeline is we have the school-based prevention. We have the on-site services, but we also have a wing that we refer to as grief support and recovery. And what that means, if somebody has experienced a miscarriage or a loss of a child, we have professional counselors on staff that they can meet with to work through that grief. We also have a post-abortion recovery program. And so if someone has that as part of their story in their past and they're struggling with it, we have two amazing women on staff that are trained facilitators who have walked that journey themselves to help lead women or men through that process of healing and recovery. We had 15 women go through that program last year. And for most of them, it had been 20, maybe 30 years since that experience, and they'd been walking in that grief for that long. And
really?
So we, you know, not only are we here to try to prevent abortion in the first place, but we're also here to provide healing for those that maybe weren't able to make that choice and are now living with that decision. And so I would encourage anybody that has that story, knows someone with that story, reach out to us. We do this virtually. We served women last year from Texas and Maine, I think maybe Wisconsin. We serve women from all over the United States with this recovery program. So it can be done in person or virtual. So that would be just a final thought is, even if you're somebody 20, 30 years past that, but still have that grief, we're here for you. Jesus can forgive anything. His blood covers all sins. He wants you to be free. He wants you to walk in that freedom. And so this Christ-centered, biblical-based recovery group is really there to just help you find the freedom that Christ has to offer.
That's a great invitation for women to speak up and say, you know, I've suffered with this long enough.
Absolutely.
And get some help. Brianne, thanks again for what you're doing. I do need to mention that the way that we got in touch with you is that you've had some great concerts there in Kirksville that you have put on to support Lifeline. Mm-hmm. And one of those, We Are Messengers, you had Mark Schultz here recently.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for reaching out to The Mix, and we love working with you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the promotion, and the fact that folks over here came to our event is even better. So we do that usually every spring. Next year, I will tell you, I don't know what we're doing, but it's our 30th anniversary. So we want to go big, right? Go big or go home. And so we'll keep you guys posted in that. And we appreciate your partnership in helping to promote those.
Yeah, and we will absolutely do that. It's Brianne Hunt, the Executive Director of Lifeline Services in Kirksville, Missouri. Again, lifelinemo.org. If you want more information, look it up today. And if you need some assistance, please reach out to Lifeline as well. Brianne, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. It's 9:24. Let's get right back to the positive hits with the group that you're familiar with. It's We Are Messengers.
One of my favorites.
Faith, hope, love in your morning mix.
Still trying to build an empire. Still trying to be a king.